Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the impeachment trial where facts don't matter and the rules are thrown out the window. This is the Tuesday edition of Wiki Conversation, and Joe Biden's brother saw his business interest benefit from millions of tax dollar loans during the Obama years, but that doesn't matter. You know, no one cares about that. No one cares about, you know, no one cares. You know, if it was any of Trump's kids, the left media, the left would be all over it. Well, see, we can impeach him now because look at all these dealings that Trump did to help out his kids. Yeah, his Trump agent. Yeah, when it comes to, I'm so tired of liberals coming out. And what they're doing, no matter what the media says, Trump did it. But if Trump didn't do it, it doesn't matter. If Obama did it, they wouldn't believe you. I mean, I've actually, it's a real eye opener. Take the videos of Obama saying, "What? I didn't know." To all my liberals out there and anyone that watches, do your homework. Look into what politicians in the past have supported. Every single, this damn impeachment crap is bull. You know, all these people are coming out saying that this Second Amendment, that's a KKK rally. Yeah, immigrants are harder to control when they got guns. You know, people coming here from other countries, bring them. They know what this crap that the Democrats are trying to shove down our throats is going to be like. They don't want it. You know, if the people that are coming here wanted democratic socialism, they would have stayed in their own country. It's so great they came here. But all these Virginians, it's the KKK, all these white supremacists. Yeah, that in Virginia's nothing but black Klansmen and Asian Klansmen and Japanese Klansmen and... Don't worry. What if cannabis had never been made illegal? What if Reefer Madness would have been like Reefer Hip Hip Hooray? Yeah. Even when I practice that, it's still funny. Wow. And it looks like we had the money, but we didn't have the right player. Now we have the right player, but not the right Manchester United. Bruno Fernandes, I'm assuming 99% that the deal is not going to ever happen. Zach Woodward, hashtag. Let's do this. Conversation starts now. James 1:5. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking.
Hip hip hooray.
Yeah, for Reefer Madness, instead of like it being Reefer Madness, Reefer Hip Hip Hooray. Okay. Well, you've seen that black and white movie where they're sitting there like, oh my God, I'm paranoid. I smoked weed. I'm paranoid. They have to have the dramatic effects. I'm trying to get the dramatic effects for, you know, because back then it was only black and white. But and I'll get into why that was made. People would be outraged if you knew why cannabis was really made illegal. I've said it on the show many times.
They're racist. It was racist when they didn't like Mexicans.
They didn't like Mexicans or blacks, and they figured if they could eliminate cannabis, they could eliminate them. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I'll get into that much, much more so. Welcome. You know, as we get here on whose impeachment is it anyways, folks? Okay, welcome to Whose Impeachment Is It Anyways, where the truth doesn't matter and whatever, rules go out the door because all these Democrats were shoving this. You can't do this, you can't do that. When Bill Clinton in 99, when 98, yeah, excuse me. But when Trump is here, oh, we're going to do all this stuff. It's amazing. Well, see, you want to know how many pieces of transcripts came out with Nixon? You want to know the transcripts that you, this is what you said, the conversation said. And when Trump actually released what the phone call said, totally different.
I don't think they expected him to release it.
Yeah. And even the president of the Ukraine's like, this is all bullcrap.
Exactly. And this one guy that was going to testify or do whatever, I can't remember, Michael something.
Bloomberg.
No, he's running for president. So this is a guy from Ukraine that was going to testify about Trump's quid pro quo thing. Because he said he gave him access that he didn't have, but they did have, anyway. They were warned by Ukraine officials. Don't trust him. He doesn't know anything. He's nothing but a liar. I can't remember what the name of that guy is. Michael something.
But who is the one that was, again, trying to get him to testify?
Adam Schiff, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
when another country does not trust our government.
Well, they were just saying, hey, this guy's not telling the truth. Not Adam Schiff, the guy that they wanted to testify. This Michael guy doesn't know the truth from a...
Oh, yeah, he's the guy that, well, I don't know anything. My brother told my uncle, who told my sister's best friend, who told me that she was hurt, she heard that what they thought...
Guy I'm thinking of?
Yeah, like when they were talking about when they had the pre-hearings, and like, this person that you're trying to get as a witness wasn't there, doesn't know anything.
And the other country is telling you not to believe anything he said to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's because, look at how much money, I'll kind of go back to that, but look at how much money Joe Biden and them got, his son, Hunter Biden. And everyone's like, well, Trump is just using the White House to do all this stuff to help, you know, because he's going to cash in. You know, it's all about kick back in his Trump organization. Wow. Okay, well, Hunter Biden didn't get that from Joe Biden. You want to say that Trump's using the presidency to line his pocketbooks for his billion-dollar company? Wow, I wish I could have $1 billion and then give all my money that I'm making as president, have my net worth go down, just so I could be accused of using the presidency to, you know, make my company better, like all these politicians have, but Trump. And if you say he has, well, then you, if you're outraged by that, then you better be outraged by Hunter Biden, too. If you think that Trump has really taken and made him, benefited himself through the presidency, well, then you better go after all these politicians that have family members that are getting massive kickbacks. It's like this Obamacare. Nancy Pelosi was given, here, you don't have to use it. Here's the vouchers, you don't have to pay the fee, the fines. Like I said on the program a couple weeks ago, and I've said this multiple times, you know, the number one thing that hit me when they passed Obama tax was this. I got fined for not having health care. My wife did for like a couple months. So I got fined for not having health insurance. So if you take away health insurance and you say government issue uniform that every American wears, this is the men's uniform, what the men wear, this is what the women wear. If, oh, well, she, I didn't have my uniform for like 3 months. Well, here's your fine for every month you didn't have it. What's the difference? What's the difference? Oh, you can own a gun, but we're going to tax you for every bullet you have. Well, I mean, if you don't want to pay the bullet tax of $50 a bullet every day, then just turn in your bullets. Oh, we're going to still let you have a gun. But, you know, I mean, it's up to you. You're going to have to pay the bullet tax. They'll feel like they're able to shove anything down your throat as long as they attach a tax to it. That's what people don't realize. What has Trump done? Nothing. Well, yeah, he's done a lot. He's exposed how worthless this government is, how they don't do anything. See, the government is sort of like when you have that teacher that leaves the classroom and I got to go take care of this stuff and do this. I'll be back in 20 minutes. This is what I want you to do in that whole 20 minutes. You don't do anything she told you. You're just playing around, you know, throwing paper airplanes and stuff in the classroom. And then when she comes back in, you're trying to quick hurry up, pretend like you're doing something. Yeah, that's what's going on now. But the Democrats are... And even some Republicans, hey, we're not doing anything. I'm not going to hide it. I didn't, yeah. You left for 20 minutes? Oh, yeah, I was able to make 6 paper airplanes. Yes. And fly them more than once. Oh, yeah, the whoopee cushion, yeah, I put that on your sheet. Oh, yeah, I did that one. Yeah, Democrats aren't hiding the fact that they're not doing anything. I mean, you got feces in San Francisco. You got tent cities everywhere. All this stuff is going on, and guess what? These are yes, we're going to sign the impeachment, and we're going to send the documents over to. This is just a great day. I mean, I got these. These are $500,000 pens. You know, oh yeah, whatever, $100,000. Who cares? It's your money. I'm just pissing it away. We're going to impeach Trump. This is like the greatest. This is the most saddest thing you could go through is impeach. Well, they're not really impeaching anything because they were. There is a video where they're trying to figure out how to impeach Trump before he even, if he gets elected. Remember, folks, they're not after Trump. They're after you and me. They're just in the way. That's the problem. Okay, well, how do we get? No one's going to want a, I don't know, a national bank. How do we get that passed? We'll change the name of it. Make it sound good. Yeah, I'm really going to molest your daughter or your son, but if you read the way I read it out, you're going to think, I love your kids, and I would do anything for them, and I'm going to protect them and be there for them. But if, you know, that's what the government's doing, excuse that, what I just said. I mean, I don't, but that's how it is. They'll take something that would horrify you, like your kid being molested, and they'll write it in a way that when you see it, oh, that's wonderful. This guy over here is going to take the best care of my kid. He's going to hold on to her. And if you really knew what he was going to do, you'd go nuts. Well, no one in America wanted a national bank. Well, how do you shove one down someone's throat? We'll change the name. We'll make it sound good. The Federal Reserve. Well, no one's going to want socialized medicine. How do we shove it down their throats? Obamacare. It's going to suck so bad that they'll be running to. Trump is a destruction of their way of life. I mean, seriously. Think about it like this way. Think about it like this. If people governing you have to have you disarmed to govern you, oh, wait. How is that? Why is that? How is a law-abiding citizen a threat to a politician? Well, it is in Venezuela. All these, in this Richmond, Virginia, tons and tons of all kinds of people from every walk of life. Every walk of life. Remember, we must learn to live together as brothers, or we'll perish as fools. Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, it's a Klan rally down there, but there's Asians, there's blacks, African Americans, because there's probably people there that are actually from Africa. Have you ever saw that Ku Klux Klan member? And the person in blackface, yeah, the Klan member, yeah, he's the one that wants to take your guns away from West Virginia. But remember, armed minorities are harder to oppress. And there were people with weapons there. How many people were killed? You're always going to have some psycho get a hold of a gun no matter what you do. It's the truth. That's where we got to wake up, and we are. I mean, you had the media. It's a Klan rally. Okay, says minority with a sign with an AR-15. Armed minorities are hard to oppress. Yeah, they're very hard to oppress. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry. We just want a tiny slither of a law. Just a little teensy weensy. Yeah, it's only 1 cent tax. And then once they get that 1 cent tax, it's kind of like having a job. Well, I was told I was going to, yeah. We just said that to get you in the door. Once you're in the door, okay. Yeah, you're going to dishwash and go, I wouldn't, that's not, well, no, yeah. Oh, did you read? Yeah, you can't quit. You know, that's all they want, just that team. Because once they get that 1% tax, well, that's not enough. We need 10%, 20%. Before you know it, you got 500% of your income. Every paycheck you're owing us money. Everyone is, because the money we're taxing is more than you make. So yeah, that's But that's how it is. And then you got like Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, and all these people. Like, you know, if I was a senator, I'd convict Trump. All these people, I'd convict Trump. I would. Oh, we got at least four Republicans that are gonna convict Trump. Enough. Okay. If Obama would have taken our Second Amendment right or done a lot, let me tell you, we would have had the Revolutionary War done already. I mean, well, they said that the hurricane aid, I don't know if you remember this, where, well, when they had like the massive hurricanes in Puerto Rico and all this stuff, and they claimed that, oh, that the aid was never sent and all this stuff, and there was, you know, that we were holding, like, there are people that were, of course, it's a conservative, you know, Hillary Clinton would have, you know, this person was a liberal, like a Pelosi. Oh, they would have held the phone. They would have done this. But, you know, it's conservative times. And how dare they? You know, and they're finding this money that was sent down there that they kept. They hid. In a warehouse. But, you know, no, I mean, in all this, well, there's all kinds of, and what's funny is they're finding all these places with tons of stuff, with like all these supplies that people, elitists, were keeping to themselves. And there were aides that were like, hey, we'll take it for ourselves. We'll take some of this stuff. They're finding bottles of water, like tons. Tons of like supplies and stuff that they were keeping back for them, their own pocketbooks, their own selves. But that's nor here nor there, you know. I mean, see, I don't think minorities that come from other countries and immigrants are coming here to have the wonderful socialism that we have. No, they don't want that, and they lived it. They lived it, but hey. I mean, but, you know, you have actor Jeffrey Wright, you know, this Virginia, these, you know, there's probably many cultures there. So I'm assuming that if you have peachy pink skin tone and you are from, I don't know, France. Oh, we got, you know, if you peachy pink, you know, everyone at that rally is peachy pink. Everyone's a Klan rally. I smell it. It's a Klan rally. That Virginia gun rights gathering is a Klan rally. Oh, so now I want my gun so that I can literally kill black people, because that's what they're implying. There's only whites trying to kill blacks, and they want to keep their guns so they can continue to kill black people. You know, because Obama said it has to be true. You know, Martin Luther King did more to bring this country together, and Obama has done more to divide it.
You know that Martin Luther King was a Republican, though, and that his great niece,
yeah,
his family supports
Trump. Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Loretta King.
Yeah.
She's like on Fox all the time.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yesterday, she and Trump did something together.
Before, oh yeah.
Before he went, he's in a different country right now. Here they are having those trials. He's doing another deal with, I can't remember the country.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's just I mean, people aren't buying this rhetoric bullcrap. This everyone's racist. This is a sorry. I want to have a well. If having a Second Amendment right makes me racist, and yep, I am. You know what, folks? I stand for the flag and I kneel for the cross. I mean, let me tell you, if Hunter Biden was Trump's kid and had all that stuff, if this was, well, Hunter Biden's testimony would be illegitimate. Well, okay, if that was, I don't know, Trump's kids that had that happen to, you wouldn't be saying that. Had to be flipped. Oh, he's going to testify. He's going down. You don't know how many, what did he get, like $150 million? From an oil, he became an executive thanks to his president dad. Oh, but Joe Biden, vice president, hooks his son up. Here you go, son. Here's like $15 billion. Cha-ching. Oh, well, no, that's not, that's okay. Because he's a Democrat. But since it's Joe Biden, okay, but if it was Trump's kids, how dare you?
Shoot, if that was his daughter's son, his son-in-law, how dare he?
Well, I mean, this is how bad it is. Adam Schiff has tried to disqualify White House counsel from impeachment. They're trying to control the impeachment when they don't have any say over.
In
this Senate trial, if they get someone that we think is disqualified, yeah, we're going to have a trial for the witnesses, because what if we don't think this witness can stand trial? What if we don't think they're qualified or they're...
I don't know. Are they going to have witnesses? Are they
yeah. They haven't said who yet, but yeah.
Oh, I thought they haven't voted on that yet.
That's part of the process. They already said how the process was going to work, how it normally works. And they may not, but 90% of the time.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to have witnesses. But well, anyway, you know what this whole thing reminds me of, where it's really bringing to the forefront?
What?
You know the scripture, I don't know, can't remember where the scripture is, but it's like, in the last days when they call good evil and evil good. You know, that's when you're going to know when the Lord's coming back. And, hello.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling good.
Is that Revelation?
It might be. I can go look it up.
Yeah, basically, I know what she's talking about. There's a scripture where it's like, there'll be a time in the end where the evil people will be called good and the good people will be called evil.
Not just people, we're good. Good deeds.
Anything good is wrong.
Will be evil, and anything evil will be called good.
Yeah.
But abortion, murder, good.
I remember when Glenn Beck was getting kicked stiff. Oh, you can't set up this thing. You can't hand out food. You can't do this.
Right.
And there were tons of people that were there just saying, okay, yeah, well, guess what? And there were tons of people that came out and said, yes, well, they're going to have to stop. Okay, find me. I don't care. Come after us. My business. We're gonna hand out food. Arrest me. I don't care.
But that's just what this is what is coming to my, you know what, you know, that's the verse in the Bible that has come to my thoughts lately.
Yep. But that's this world we live in, folks. That's the world we live in, because no one cares. You know, I mean, Biden's endorsing a group calling the Virginia 2A supporters white supremacists. I want to hear what they have to say about the people at the Virginia to a rally that are black or Hispanic or Asian, what do they have to say? How are they white supremacists? And that's what's funny, because they're taking these, I mean, this whole impeachment bullcrap, that's what they're doing. They're deceptively editing videos and playing it, misquoting Trump. And that's the problem. You watch Trump, okay, and you watch the video, they edit stuff. They can't, they have to make up witnesses and crap because they cannot do anything. They don't know. I don't know. You know, maybe if you had facts, you wouldn't have to edit tapes. You wouldn't have to make up Casper the Friendly Witness. I'm Casper the Friendly Witness. Tell me if he is. No, you don't have to do that. No. The truth shall set you free. Yeah. But that's the problem. You know? No one wants to know anything. You know, well, nothing's ever going to change. Yeah, because no one wants to change. If you're tired of politicians getting a raise, do something about it. And then you have all these pencil neck people like Schiff that are demanding all this, like. Trust me, I guarantee you they're going to do everything in their power to stick their nose into the Senate trial any way they can. This is how bad it is. Horino, Senator Horino, Hayata, Saiguta, voting against impeachment witnesses, complacent in cover-up. I don't think they know what they're impeaching. We're going to get Trump out. We don't know what we're doing. We got some Casper the Friendly Witness. It's crazy. There are all these Democrats that were 100% against all the stuff they're trying to shove down their throat now. Oh, that was Bill Clinton, so they don't care. Watch all those videos. The 22nd. Got 26 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. The last 10 minutes or so, I'll get into Premier League, 15 minutes. So if you're expecting that, that'll be the end of the show, near about 10, 15 minutes left. But they were shoving all this stuff down our throats because it's Trump. But how dare you do that when it was Bill Clinton? You know, a spade's a spade. I'm tired of these. I mean, what is CNN in the negative ratings? The people that work at CNN probably turn the TV on just so they can that way and leave it on all the time. That way they can pretend like they have people to watch. We got 8 views. Well, buddy, there's 8 people that work for CNN. Of course we have 8 views. We'll get excited when we get 9, because then that means that there's someone that doesn't have their TV on all day that's actually watching us. You know, Republican senators who vote against witnesses will be complacent in the cover-up of the president's actions because we know he did something. Yeah, Trump got elected president from a woman who had it rigged. They're just mad because that rigged election, they lost. They're just mad because Trump became president, you know. See, they're just, instead of them breaking windows and all like those teenagers, yeah, this is what they're doing. Remember, it's better to keep your mouth shut and let people think you are a fool than to open it and remove all doubt. Mark Twain. I love Mark Twain. What a guy. He's one of those people that I just wish I could have seen, you know, met, you know. So they used to have like this book, you know, like people like, well, if you could have lunch with anyone, who would it be? And everyone's like, well, I'd do this person. Oh, I want the Nazca people. Who are they? The people that did the Nazca lines. I want to know what the purpose of in the desert a giant snake, you know. Monkey, and I just want to, like, or the pyramids. Like, what's the point, you know? But assuming we can communicate, you know what I mean? You know, but because some people are like, well, I would do Madonna or Trump. It's like seven before he was president, of course, you know, like whoever, you know, Pete Rose, or they just someone. I'm like, I'm always like these people way in the past, like George Washington, that'd be cool. Benjamin Franklin, whatever, you know, but hey. But this impeachment, it's a sham. It's your tax dollars being wasted, just like Nancy Pelosi, who got those impeachment pens. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, I'd be outraged. That's your money being wasted. But that's this world we live in, folks. It's time for the impeachment of the impeachment. And Democrats are going to do everything they can to stick their nose into this Senate trial. If you go ahead with that witness, the House, we're gonna file an injunction because, yeah, we don't think that. Yeah, we thought they were. We didn't come out and publicly say it, but we have. Typed papers that say like 10 days ago that, you know, we didn't think that woman was qualified and she should be disqualified and you can't use her. Yeah, they're gonna, oh, Trump's gonna be, because we're just gonna keep going after him and going after him and going after him. Yeah, he's overseas. He's doing deals. He's like, you just BS of a trial. Good luck. I'm gonna work. That's what's going on in this country. Finally, have a president that's waking up Americans. But seriously, folks, if you haven't seen how much of a... I knew this back in the 80s, how waste of a space to... When I started to hear politicians campaign... When you hear in two campaign cycles, and I mean like, okay, two presidential election years, that's 4 years apart. In three of those, you hear senators running for, like, Congress or Senate say the same thing. Well, we got a crisis here at the Veterans Home in Indiana, and I'm going to work with my administration to fix the problem. Then when the next you have one guy saying that he's going to fix the VA problem 2 years later. See, this guy went to the D.C. and he didn't fix anything. I'm going to fix it. And then the presidential election rolls around again because it's been 4 years. And you hear the same people, well, every 2 years, they keep saying they're going to fix this. Every 4 years, they keep saying they're going to, and nothing gets done. Everyone is blaming Trump for all the problems in this country, but Well, Nancy Pelosi, yeah, you were, you were blaming Reagan in the 80s. Now you're blaming Trump, and you blame Bush, and you blame the second Bush. Well, you can't blame Bill Clinton. You can't blame no Obama, but, you know, because they got a D in front of their name. There's no difference between either party, but... That's the problem in this country, folks. Wake up. This impeachment's a sham. All because one guy is showing, well, I'm going to get to the presidency to fix stuff. Look at how much Martin Luther King was able to do. And when did he become president? I thought Obama was the first carbon and Asian man to be like Tiger Woods. I thought Barack Obama was the first. Well, that being said, that would mean, look at what Martin Luther King was able to accomplish. He wasn't a politician. So Bernie Sanders, when I become president, I'm going to fix stuff. Why do you need the White House to fix things? What are you doing in D.C.? What have you been doing for 30 years? It's kind of like telling a teacher that, oh, when you leave the room, I can't read. So you were gone for 20 minutes. I wasn't able to read. See, I have this like, I have this learning disability to where I can only read when the teacher's in the classroom. It's called, I got to pretend like I'm studying because she's here, but I'm not doing anything school or work-wise, like homework-wise, whether she's there or not. One, I'm not pretending because I'm doing whatever I want to. The one I am pretending. Oh, yeah. The stuff I come up with, hey, it's in there. Like Prego, it's in there. Oh, man. But I'll tell you, but it's scary, though. When you see all these black people coming out at that KKK rally for the Second Amendment. Oh. But, oh no, it's racist. No, we got 468 total seats, 33 in the Senate, 435 in the House. I think it's time to get Mr. Clean and clean house. If you're sick and tired of these politicians getting their ways all the time, call them like I do. Call them like my wife does. Give them crap. It may not, it lets them wake up.
You know who's throwing the biggest fit about not getting a raise? Or because they, because they didn't get the last raise they wanted.
No.
You know who is throwing a big fit about it, don't you?
Who?
Okay, guess.
Clinton.
No, she's not in it.
I know.
AOC. That's one reason why she doesn't want to give the DOC the money she's fundraising.
Yeah. And I just want to see. But, hey,
It's crazy. I'm going to tell my boss, I'm going to go out, I want a raise, I want to vote myself a raise. Oh, okay. How is that legal for them to be able to vote themselves raises?
And who would say no to that?
Right.
I wouldn't.
That should be a voter thing.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, folks, because we're about to step into the time machine. We got Mr. Peabody and Sherman. We're going back to the year 1933. The year that Reefer Madness, oh, yeah, it's so dangerous. It was the most harmful most diversified plant. The fenders and Model A's used to be made from hemp. But when, look who's bringing that stuff over. Mexicans. Yeah, beaners. They're coming over here with this plant. What do we do? Let's ban it. Because blacks and jazz musicians were associated with it. So we can get rid of two. We can get rid of Mexicans and blacks by making it illegal. And it took forever, but they finally demonized the plant that had been widely accepted for generations. Beaners. They're all over the place. They call them beaners. That's a Tommy John. But, yeah. Because the blacks and beaners that were associating with that plant, hey, let's ban it. And then they came up with Reefer Madness to make it even more, yeah. And guess what, folks? Guess what? What if this world, what if we would have had, it was a medicine already, a pharmaceutical already, a textile already, an oil already, multiple things. Nope. Nope. They made it. They demonized it. I think this world would be totally different. It would be totally different. It's worth what you can get for it. If it's illegal, you get more money for it. Funnel Underground. That's what it, that's, oh, we got to make sure it's illegal. Yes, we do. The world will be a lot different. A lot different. If they hadn't demonized the plant that was associated with Mexicans and Hispanics and but hey, it's going to be interesting to see how we break the cycle of this. If it's so dangerous, it's so deadly, you know. It's going to be interesting to see moving forward how this whole country goes. Because I don't think they realize, look at how bad San Francisco is. Oh, don't worry though. I bought these pens. See, that's the problem. Most people like me are looking at the roads in Michigan going, yeah. Well, the Republicans voted down a bill that would get a 45-cent gas tax to fix the roads. Okay, so what about that road tax 10 years ago and 3 years ago and 5? And look at all those hundreds of taxes that they did to fix the roads. Why haven't they been fixed? Oh, wait, because, you know, this one gas tax to fix the roads is not the first to fix the roads, and it's far from the last one. If you can show me where there's never been any politician that has put forth a bill that has passed to fix the roads. Wait, how many? Wow, how many thousands of bills that they passed in Michigan that fix the roads? Oh, it's just a 2-cent tax to fix the roads. Well, yeah. Why aren't they fixed? And I mean, no, why haven't they done anything? Well, that wasn't enough money. Enough's enough. Well, I doubt you did anything to the roads. ever. But hey, it's you know, we just need more money to fix. That wasn't enough money. No, just be honest. Hey, we're just gonna sit there and we need some more money to put in our pockets. Oh, what do you want us to tell you? We're gonna fix the roads, give you better health coverage. You know, I'm just gonna pocket the money. You know, because when we get that $20 million stimulus package, I'm getting 10. It's going into my bank account. So whatever I have to tell you, so that you'll be like, it's okay. Okay, that stimulus package is okay. It's gonna fix needy kids' hospitals. Inner city kids, it's okay, folks. It's not going there. But I'm just saying that because I want to whatever. Folks, if you have not heard by now, in the summer we had the right player. No, we didn't. We had the money, but not the right player. Now that same player is the right player, just not the right price. No,
that's the excuse they're using.
I'll put it like this, and that's all he's saying is, I'll put it like this. Bruno Fernandes is not coming. Until he's holding up a shirt, I won't believe it for a second.
You said that since you heard, though.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think if he comes, great, but I don't. Because,
yeah.
Folks, we just got word. Sky Sports just said that now he's on a plane. They interviewed him like 2 days ago, and the owner, like, well, as far as we know, there is not one. He is here. He's not like packing stuff or anything. He is here. His locker's here. He's here. He's for the long haul. Right now, he has no intentions or knows anything about going anywhere. He wants to come to United, but there's nothing there. But it's sad. But like, hashtag Glazers out. Hashtag sack Woodward. They're going massively. You can show your support and say, okay, guess what? Well, go to the box office. Yeah, if this is the kind of United you're going to run, here you can have my tickets. Until you start putting the club.
Don't buy next year's. Don't support them next year.
Yeah, don't buy tickets. Don't turn it and say, here, I don't.
No merchandise. Don't buy merchandise.
Don't buy it. Well, see, I get that all the time because I have a. I don't know anything. I don't know what this is, but like I have a Manchester United scarf, and everyone's like, "Is that Hogwarts?" Whatever Hogwarts means.
That is a Harry Potter.
I'm like, this is Manchester United, and I've gotten grief. What's a Nike? How dare you? I didn't think you supported Nike because someone said that to me. Not from the show. Just like I'm like, well, this is a scarf I got in 2009 with Manchester United. That's when Nike sponsored. Like Rush Limbaugh said, I already paid for these shirts. I'm not going to throw them away.
And he can't take the Nike symbol off of them. He's not going to pay to have that done.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to throw away that just because it's the Nike on there.
We don't support Nike, but...
But it was already there beforehand.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the thing. I don't see...
You could
I mean,
be like me and be better and get an Everton scarf. Just saying.
Yeah. But it's one of those... I mean, that's what people... I mean, I don't see... I mean, we got to enact change. We got to let them know, okay, what the heck are you doing? Why are you flushing this club down the toilet? Because
I just don't understand what they're facing.
I don't get it because, okay, sorry, but Bruno Fernandes is worth more than what they want. I'd pay up to 80. We paid 80 million for Harry Maguire, but you're not going to pay 60 million for a player that's better. I don't understand.
I don't either.
But that's.
I just don't understand.
But. I had to. But anywho, I don't get it either, you know. I don't understand. I don't get this. Oh yeah, we're a billion. We're one of the, no. What it is they're trying to. Sorry, we're not the class of '92 anymore. We're not Alex Ferguson United. People aren't just lining up to come here. We got a great player, and they're not taking him. They're just trying to milk the club for money based off of the Wonder Years. Get a Pochettino in here. Go ahead. No manager could win with the owners you've got. Would we improve a couple positions? Probably. But we wouldn't be contending for a championship unless, like, okay, wow, if we win the Premier League that year, then it says something about the Premier League because we were horrible. You know, go back to 99, that season. That the Premier League winning team would be like 15th. You know, it'd be one of those. If we were to get like first or second, it'd be because from what we're bad. We're first place, but we're horrible, you know. Like, wow. And that's what scares me. I believe honestly we're about 6 years away from a title if we start rebuilding now. But I don't think until we get a director of football, Edward Wood gets out, the owners get out, and we get people that want to put money into the club, we're done. We need someone in there like Jimmy Murphy. Go, old Jimmy Murphy. No, we need you to shut the club down. One for people like Jimmy Murphy. Mark, I wouldn't be able to support this team right now and bitch and piss and moan and complain. Jimmy Murphy's up there looking down going, what the heck is going to United? What are they doing to the club? What are they doing? Yeah, I wish we had the answers, buddy. I wish we did, Jimmy. Jimmy Murphy, when I said that one time, someone goes, well, who would you like to have on to? Jimmy Murphy. What? He's a legend of the Manchester United, you know. You look at those, I mean, Georgie Best and some of them. You know, and then there's people like, well, Ollie's had his time. Ollie's not the problem. Maybe we need to try to get a Zidane in there, someone that will say, okay, yep, this is who I want. I'm saying it out loud. I want these players. At the end of the transfer window, if I don't get people, I'm going to tell you who's responsible. Ollie doesn't have tenure to hold that, you know. They always talk about, like, a lot of artists. Well, the first couple albums, they kind of have to do with the, no, this will, you know, if you come up with something, this is what they tell you to, you know, you kind of, record executives are going to do what they tell you, where the longer you're in it, with about 90 seconds left, the more you can do whatever you want to. You have free reign because you sell millions of copies. You know? Ollie doesn't have that tension. He didn't have that, okay, well, he can't tell the owners off, because if he gets canned, he's going back to where he was. It's not like he can go to Real Madrid and have, look, he's got 4 Premier League titles under him. He's got this pedigree that says he's good. So anyone that thinks get Pochettino in here, get someone, they're going to fail until something is done with Ed Woodward and the board and the owners. To change this club for the better, because how can you be expected to win when you can't get anybody, folks? Let me see how much I got. About less than a minute. Remember, folks, it's got about 28 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to comment, like, share, whatever. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance in the protecting the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, the trifecta. Until next Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.